シモさん、今週のレッスンはいかがでしたか？
はい。いや、今週もいろんな表現を習得できました。歌舞伎とかやっぱ外国の方にも人気なんで、はい、そういうところでさらっと案内できたりとか、会話ができるととってもいいですよね。
いいですね。はい。はい、まあ、表現だけじゃなくて、我々もその歌舞伎とか浮世絵のこと知らないといけないかもしれませんね。
はい。はい、
まあ、そっちの勉強もしないといけないかもしれませんね。
そうしましょう。
はい、Everyone, thank you for your hard work this week.
来週も慎吾さんと一緒に英語をブラッシュアップしていきましょう。
よろしくお願いします。
That's about it for today and for this week.
Have a great weekend, listeners.
Bye! Bye.
えっ、ー、と、二人何しているの？
いや、たまには面白く始めてみようかなと思ってさ。
I'm just excited about the review!
ラジオ英会話ハートですかね、英語の極意講師の大西ひろとです。さあ、今日はリビューレッスン頑張っていきましょう。
This is Akino Rosa.
And I'm David Evans. やっはー！
それでは早速、始めていきましょう。
Lesson 140。
今週のリビュー。金曜日は復習会です。最初のコーナーはこちら。
Listening Challenge.
Okay, let's review this week's dialogues.
Listen to the questions and pick which one of the three options is the correct answer.
Let's start with Monday's dialogue.
Okay, guys, here's the question. What happened? What happened? A. The electricity went out, but it's back on now. B.Jake and Megan went out. Or C, they lost power due to a thunderstorm. Here we go.
What just happened?
We've lost power.
All the electricity is out?
Apparently so.
I wonder why. There's no reason for it to go out.
Hold on a second. Okay, the power is back on.
Our broadcast with Jake and Megan was cut off.
Megan was just about to answer Jake's question.
I'm wondering if someone cut the power on purpose.
Calls from viewers are flooding in, Martin. What now?
We're going to have to end the show for today, Sherry.
Are you serious? Did you get that? Let's check out the question one more time. What happened?A. The electricity went out, but it's back on now. B. Jake and Megan went out. Or C. They lost power due to a thunderstorm.
答えは?
A. The electricity went out, but it's back on now.
質問は何が起きた? A. 停電していたが今は復旧している。B. Jake とメーガンが外出した。C. 雷雨のせいで停電した。答えは A。停電していたが今は復旧しているとなります。
Okay, let's move on to Tuesday's dialogue. Here's the question. What will the two people do after this conversation? What will the two people do after this conversation? A. They will go visit Roxy. B. They will drive to the mall. C. They will buy some snacks. Listen up.Hey, honey. I think it's time to send Roxy another care package.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm sure she misses all her favorite Japanese snacks.
Right. Do you want me to go shopping with you?
That would be great. I actually want to get a haircut at the mall today.
Yeah, your hair needs cutting.
Do you want me to drive?
How about riding our bikes to the mall?
Good idea. It's nice weather for it. All right. How did you do? Let's check out that question one more time. What will the two people do after this conversation? A. They will go visit Roxy. B. They will drive to the mall. C. They will buy some snacks.
答えは?
C. They will buy some snacks.
質問はこの会話の後、二人は何をする? A. ロキシーを訪ねる。B、ショッピングモールに車で行く。C、スナック菓子をいくつか買う。答えは C、スナック菓子をいくつか買うとなります。
Next up, it's Wednesday's dialogue. Here's the question. Where are the two people going? Where are the two people going? A. To some popular places in town. B. To some monthly apartments. Or C. To Daiki's place. Listen carefully.
Oh, Lady X. First, let me give you my business card. My name is Nakagawa Daiki.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Nakagawa.
Please, call me Daiki.
Okay, Daiki. So, yes, the reason I'm here is to find a monthly apartment.
Great. They are popular these days.
I hope to stay in Japan a few months out of the year.
I understand. I can show you a few today.
Really? That would be wonderful.
Excellent. I'll grab my things.
How was it? Let's go over the question one more time. Where are the two people going? A. To some popular places in town. B. To some monthly apartments. Or C. To Daiki's place.
答えは?
B. To some monthly apartments.
質問は、二人はどこへ行くところ? A. 町で人気の場所。B. 短期賃貸マンション。C. 大輝の家。答えは B、短期賃貸マンションとなります。
All right, that leaves Thursday's dialogue left. Let's start with the question. What does William say everyone loves? What does William say everyone loves? A. Civilians. B. The South Pacific. C. Ancient Egypt. Here we go. Roxy, what did you think of today's lecture?
It was interesting. Professor Peacock seems to be fascinated with ancient Egypt these days.
I thought that as well. I wonder why. Of course, everybody loves that civilization.
Ever since he returned from the South Pacific, he's been talking about Egypt nonstop.
But surely there's no connection.
What do you think he found there?
Who knows? Perhaps it's another time capsule or something.
You're funny, William. Oh, by the way, I like your new glasses.
Thanks. Let's check out the question one more time. What does William say everyone loves? A. Civilians. B. The South Pacific. C. Ancient Egypt.
答えは?
C. Ancient Egypt.
質問はウィリアムはみんなが何に大いに関心があると言っている? A. 一般市民 B. 南太平洋 C. 古代エジプト答えは C. 古代エジプトとなります。さあ、リスニングチャレンジ、出来はいかがでしたでしょうか?
Say it in English!
今週練習した表現を使って会話の実践練習をしましょう。
Okay, everyone, here's the first situation.Imagine this.
友人が最近ずっとだるくて疲れやすいんだよね、と言います。病院に行くことを提案してください。例えば、もし症状が続くようなら、お医者さんに見てもらった方がいいかもしれませんよ。最後に健康診断を受けたのはいつですか?大したことじゃないかもしれませんが、念のため確認しておくに越したことはありません。あなたの健康が一番大切ですよ。など。それではヒントを差し上げていきましょう。症状、これは symptom と言います。そして健康診断、これは medical checkup あるいは checkup という表現が使えます。さあ、それではもう一度シチュエーションを確認しましょう。友人が最近ずっとだるくて疲れやすいんだよね、と言います。病院に行くことを提案してください。例えば、もし症状が続くようなら、お医者さんに見てもらった方がいいかもしれませんよ。最後に健康診断を受けたのはいつですか?大したことじゃないかもしれませんが、念のため確認しておくに越したことはありません。あなたの健康が一番大切ですよ。など。 さあ、友人はこう言っていますよ。
Lately, I've been feeling sluggish and I get tired easily.
あなたならどのように言いますか？それではここでローザさんの答えを聞きましょう。
Lately, I've been feeling sluggish and I get tired easily.
If the symptoms continue, you might want to see a doctor. When was your last checkup? It could be nothing serious, but it's always better to be sure. Your health comes first.
では内容を順番に確認します。
If the symptoms continue, you might want to see a doctor.When was your last checkup?
You might want to は柔らかいアドバイス。この文ができたら合格ですよ。
It could be nothing serious, but it's always better to be sure. Your health comes first.
Could は可能性を表す can の控えめ表現。Nothing serious は何も深刻ではない。Come first 最初に来るは優先度が一番だ。一番大切だということ。それでは、ローザさんの答えをもう一度聞きましょう。
If the symptoms continue, you might want to see a doctor. When was your last checkup? It could be nothing serious, but it's always better to be sure. Your health comes first.
All right, let's move on to the next situation. Imagine this.
あなたの搭乗する飛行機が羽田に着きました。隣に座っている旅行者が、日本に来たわ、と嬉しそうにしています。話しかけてみましょう。例えば、日本に来るのはこれが初めてですか？きっとワクワクする気分でしょうね。ご案内できたらよかったのですが、伝統的なお寺から近代的な都市まで見るべき場所がたくさんありますよ。素敵な滞在になりますように。など。さあ、ヒントを差し上げておきます。誰々を案内する。show 誰々 around。そして、寺。これは temple ですね。日本に来るのはこれが初めてですか？きっとワクワクする気分でしょうね。ご案内できたらよかったのですが、伝統的なお寺から近代的な都市まで見るべき場所がたくさんありますよ。素敵な滞在になりますように。など。さあ、旅行者はこう言っていますよ。
Japan, here I am.
あなたならどのように言いますか？それではここでデイビッドさんの答えを聞きましょう。
Japan, here I am.
Is this your first time in Japan? It must feel exciting for you. I wish I could show you around. There's a lot to see, from traditional temples to modern cities. I hope you have a great stay.
では内容を順番に確認します。
Is this your first time in Japan? It must feel exciting for you.I wish I could show you around.
二文目は説明型オーバーラッピング。It equal exciting に感じるに違いない。近くを表す動詞の得意とする型です。I wish に後続する説は仮定法ですよ。
There's a lot to see from traditional temples to modern cities. I hope you have a great stay.
I hope 何々はとても温かな発言を作ります。気軽に使ってくださいね。それではデイビッドさんの答えをもう一度聞きましょう。
Is this your first time in Japan? It must feel exciting for you. I wish I could show you around. There's a lot to see, from traditional temples to modern cities. I hope you have a great stay.
Lately, I've been feeling sluggish and I get tired easily. っていう文が出てきましたね。By the way, what do you mean by sluggish?
Ah, sluggish is a great word. Slug is a namekuji?
Oh yeah, namekuji.
And ish just means poi. So it's like a slug. Slow moving, not very fast.
Right.
So it's like the perfect way to describe when you have no energy to move around or do things.
Yeah, it's like me in the morning.
Uh-huh, right. Great explanation. Thank you, guys.というわけで今日はこの辺で。バイ。
毎日